Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate you making this podcast part of your day. Make sure you subscribe if you want more and leave us some feedback. Away we go.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to The Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
We'll talk about Simone Biles, mental health of athletes. How hard should fans be on that? That'll be a subject. We'll talk about it later in the program. Max Borgi, Washington State running back, was part of Pac-12 Media Day. He joined me yesterday for a conversation about Washington State. Here's Borgi, the running back. It is Pac-12 Media Day. I'm with Max Borgi, Washington State's running back. Big year for you, man. This is going to be big. Everybody keeps saying that to you, though, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. I'm super excited for the season. Obviously, last year wasn't quite the year we wanted it, and just been working real hard this offseason, myself and the team, so super excited for this year.
What was it like, going through a coaching change? Like, we don't get to do that as media, fans don't get to do that. Take us through kind of the mentality of you as Mike Leach leaves, here comes Rolo. You know, you were there transition-wise.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I love Coach Leach, and I love that whole staff and everything they did, but I was kind of excited for it because, I mean, I was ready to play in the run and shoot. I was like, okay, an opportunity to run the ball a little bit more, prove myself in that aspect a little bit, and it's been great. The change has been great. The staff's awesome. I love my new running back coach, and Rolovich is awesome, and the whole staff, and I think the whole team agrees with me on that.
It was a weird year last year, but it feels normal, doesn't it, now? Like, are you back in rhythm? Does it feel normal to you yet?
Yeah. It does. It's finally feeling back to normal a little bit. We got a spring ball under our belt, which was huge. We didn't have that last year, and that's going to really help us out for this season. And then obviously the summer training, winter training, all that's been real good. So,
what have you been doing in the summer besides football? Let us get to know Max Borgi a little bit.
I love golf. I golf all the time, so that's pretty much my
second sport. Who turned you on to golf?
My grandpa kind of early on. I did it growing up a little bit and kind of played here and there in high school. And then once I got to college, there wasn't much to do. And I was like, all right, Palouse Ridge.
Yeah.
That's calling my name. So I've been playing a lot of golf there. And that's pretty much my second sport. If football doesn't work out, I think I'll try to focus.
You going on the tour?
Yeah, that's probably my next goal.
How good are you? Because I'm just good enough to keep me coming back.
Yeah.
But not good enough to really enjoy it that much.
I've got my game dialed in pretty well. I set like a 6 handicap, but I mean, you always just want to keep getting better and better at the game. It's addicting. It's crazy. It's just a mentally frustrating game, but way different than football. It's way harder than football too. I don't know if a lot of people would agree. I don't know. It's
yeah.
For me, it's crazy. It's like it's really fun, but it's just completely different and completely opposite of football.
I relate to that. I tell people all the time, I like to work in the yard, right? And people are like, why do you like to do that? I don't like to. But I do it because my job as a media member, at the end of the day, it's gone, right? Radio show's gone. Column I write is gone. And I have nothing to show for it. So I like building a fence.
Yeah.
Like, so you're in golf, it's so different than what you do in football. But I also think, do you have teammates to play with you? Like,
yeah.
Who gets out there?
Quarterback Cameron Cooper and I always go at it, and then a couple specialists. We got Andrew Boyle and Tyler Williams, and
yeah,
we compete. They owe me money actually for the round on Sunday. Thanks for reminding me. But yeah. We have a good time out there.
Max Borgi with us, running back, Washington State. The name, image, likeness stuff. How tuned into you are you to that stuff?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's pretty cool, kind of crazy out of nowhere. It just came out and. It's pretty unique. I've made some good deals and stuff, but I actually just did one recently, and all my proceeds are going straight to my offensive line. I just felt like they do all the work for me, and they don't get any shine, and it's hard for them to get deals and stuff. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna take all these proceeds and take them out to dinner every week. So
that is not dumb.
Yeah, I got some steak dinners lined up for them since they do all the work, so it should be good.
I was wondering when it first happened, would there be problems because some guys are going to get big deals? Some guy, like you were saying, like a backup offensive lineman's going to have a hard time with a deal, but if his running back's taking care of him, everybody's sharing.
Exactly. Yeah, I think sharing the wealth is huge, just for me personally, but yeah, I'm not sure how it's going to end up in the locker room. I think it could change college football in the future, long term, and recruiting especially. I mean,
yeah.
As you see big deals for guys at certain places, it might influence certain kids in certain ways. But for now, it's I know a lot of guys aren't too dialed in on it just because the season's so close, and everyone's mainly focused on just having a good year and a good season and let the rest play out for itself.
What do you want to get out of this year? Do you set goals? Are you a goal person?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think as far as our team goals go, it's just to take it week by week and win every single game. There's not a game on schedule we're afraid of and we think we can't win. So, obviously, that comes with great preparation and great weeks of practice. So, that's our goal. And then, obviously, for me, I just want to – I feel like I haven't had the opportunity to really show the country exactly who I am. I mean, obviously, I've done a little bit, but I think the rest is unwritten. So, it's time to run the ball and show them really what I'm capable of.
Yeah, it feels like you've been there a while. Does it feel like to you? Does it feel like you've been in Pullman a while?
I don't know, maybe 12, 14 years or something like that. No, yeah. It's kind of crazy. I just blinked and I'm a senior though. Like,
yeah.
I guess it probably feels like that because I played right away since my true freshman year, which was probably what 4 years ago now.
Right.
And then COVID felt like 4 years in itself. So
yeah.
Last one right here. Hopefully, I got 2 more years of eligibility, but. Man, let's just hope I can ball out and get out of here.
Yeah, if you have a great year, I mean, it's there for you, right? You've seen it happen. So you're like, you know, I was talking to Bill Stevens, your SID at Washington State, and he was like, you know, this kid has a big year. He's in the NFL. Like, so as a kid growing up, was that on your wall? Like, you got a poster on the wall of Tom Rathman of the Niners or something? Or who was your guy?
Gosh, growing up, I mean, I've always been a Broncos guy growing up. I mean, lately it's been a little bit harder for me, but... Yeah, I mean, the NFL and stuff, I never really – I've always dreamed of playing in the NFL. I mean, every little kid does growing up and plays football, but seeing it slowly shape into my life is kind of crazy. I mean, I'm not super – I've never been just, like, focused on the end goal too much, but it's coming. It's slowly coming, and I'm just going to keep working hard, so hopefully one day I can make it.
Max Borgi with us, Washington State running back. Mike Leach's offense versus Nick Rolovich's offense, is there an easy way – kind of summarize how similar or different the scheme is?
Yeah, I mean, they're similar in regards to passing the ball, but I think it's different as the routes are all. The air raid is pretty much your set route and you couldn't change it, and then the run and shoot for the receivers, it's based off coverage. So, I mean, whatever coverage they're giving us, we can adjust the routes, and then obviously we run the ball more. We're gonna adjust more. We're going to use our weapons more, and we're excited because we know what we're capable of, and we have a lot of weapons all over the field, so we're going to use them all, and it's going to be a great year.
Your head coach, not vaccinated, not here. He's going to join me, you know, via phone. And you know, how does that sit with you? You know, your head coach not being vaccinated.
You know, I have nothing but respect for Coach Rolo. He's been there for our team and for the Pullman community since he came in, especially through COVID. So like, I know when COVID came. He made a big emphasis in saving these small town businesses and doing all that. He's buying us food everywhere, and he's been very COVID safe. He really has. It's obviously his body and his choice at the end of the day, and he might have personal reasons, and I can respect him, and I respect him as a guy. So it's his choice.
I appreciate that. You know, it, before I cut you loose, we're in Hollywood. This goes well. You're in the NFL. Who's playing you in the movie?
I couldn't tell you that. I don't know, man.
Come on. Who's playing Max Borgi in the movie?
I think you have a low-key acting scene coming out. You're going to be playing Max Borgi. I don't know. I couldn't tell you who's going to play me in a movie. I really,
you got a little bit of that. Who's the guy, know. Thor? You got a little bit of Thor in you, but you don't have the long hair, you know?
I could grow it out
you
for
could,
the season
you
for
grow
you.
Grow it out. Yeah. Let that happen. Hey, I appreciate you, Max, and wish you the best this season. And obviously, a lot of people in the Northwest following Washington State. I think everybody's just excited to have fans back in the stadium. Is that going to be to run out on the field and hear that again?
It's going to be weird. I mean, last season was, like, so boring. It's like a little scrimmage, but it was worse than Little League football.
I had
more fans at my Little League games than I did last season. So it was weird. But, yeah, we're super excited for Martin Stadium and just fans in general. I know everyone in the Pac-12 is pumped because – I mean, it brings more juice out of you, and it's fun. The culture and the atmosphere is pretty awesome. So
I was in the press box, and I didn't like hearing the players' voices on the sideline. You could hear the individual voices. It was weird.
It's weird, yeah. Like when your coach is pissed off and screaming at you, you can actually hear him now.
Right.
So you're like, oh god.
And not only that, like I thought it was an advantage too to young quarterbacks. Because you didn't have to deal with crowd.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
100%. All the young quarterbacks that played last year, including ours, I mean, yeah, they've never played in a packed college football stadium, so it's going to be something different.
Max Borgie, thank you. We'll figure out who plays you in the movie. Appreciate
you. Thank you so much.
There's Max Borgie, running back, Washington State. I love what he said. It was kind of like a scrimmage last season. I do think you had varied levels of focus in college football, especially inside the Pac-12 conference. Nick Rolovich was not at day one of media day. He joined me via phone. I asked him about not being there. We'll talk to Rolo. You'll hear that conversation. Herm Edwards, the Arizona State coach, also coming up in hour number two. And we'll talk about Simone Biles. It's a big story in USA Gymnastics. Biles is bowing out getting some criticism for it. I don't think it's warranted. She's withdrawn from the individual all-around competition. She says she's got a mental block. And we talk about mental wellness and athletes. Michael Jordan walking away when he was exhausted, going to play baseball, sort of dealing with the loss of his father.
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald Face.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald Face Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald Face Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.